Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe to toe bin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Browse. I'm Ronnie Carom. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which comes back the first week in January. And here I am with my gorgeous friend and co-host and life internet partner, Mr. Ben Mendelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, Ronnie?
Good. How you doing, babe?
I'm doing great. I'm like amped. I'm like very excited to talk about Vanderpump Rules today. But I'm actually even more excited to share with everyone. In case you missed it, we have shows in DC and Boston that are going on sale on Thursday. That's right. We are going back to both of those cities. It's gonna be Laugh Boston. It's gonna be the 9:30 Club in DC. Two really awesome, awesome venues. When we went to both those cities earlier this year, tickets sold out like in a heartbeat, especially in D.C. Both in Boston, too. It was like literally an issue of hours. So if you want to come see us in either or both of those cities, make sure you are sitting at your computer at 10 a.m. Eastern on Thursday, because we don't want you to miss out on your chance to see us there. The crowds in those cities are amazing. We had wonderful, amazing, amazing times at both those cities. So we're excited to go back. Also, we put on a second Dallas show on sale. We put that on sale last week. The first show sold out really quickly, so we're really excited. We think that the second show will also sell out. So those tickets are available now. You don't have to wait till Thursday. We're also going back to the Irvine Improv in Orange County, and we are almost halfway sold out of that show. So those tickets have been selling really, really well, and that's not until May. So you better get your tickets now for that. And last but not least, we are going back to Just for Laughs Northwest this time. It's in Vancouver. It's in February. If anyone heard our tales of Just for Laughs in Montreal over the summer, then you know what you're in store for. It is a great, amazing time. I mean, come to see us, but also the festival is amazing, and there's like famous people there. You want to be part of those adventures, I guarantee it. So that's in Vancouver. If you're in Seattle, why not make the trek up? It'll be fun. And if you're on the island of Victoria, why don't you take a ferry ride over? So that's going to be fun. That's all the stuff that we have slated for now. There will be more shows, but for right now, that's what we have to shill. And I hope everyone enjoyed that shilling experience. And thank you for your patience, everyone.
Yeah,
I appreciate
tomorrow
it.
Night, I'll be on the TV Party app. You can get that on Android or iOS. I will be doing an after party for Real Housewives in Jersey and Dallas. So
wow.
Come on after those shows are done on the East Coast, and we'll be talking over there. And you can get all of our limited shirts from the year for 2 weeks only. Go over to watchatcrappens.com or Crappens merch for that stuff. And now we are officially done with that. We can move on to Pump Rules.
Pump Rules. You know, I'm so happy, Ronnie, because, you know, at last week's episode, the premiere was nice. It was nice. We usually expect this show to come roaring out of the gates with some sort of controversy with the, you know, I like it when the girls are divided and they're being super catty. And last week they were all sort of like friends with each other, and it was like, oh, nice Jack. They're like, this is fun because it's like our favorite characters, but this show, it's missing a little bit of its vitality. And I started to get worried about the season. And then today's episode hit, or last night's episode hit, and I was like, oh yes, this show still has it. Oh my God, I love Vanderpump Rules. Amazing.
Well, it turns out what you really need to do is tell Kristen that she might get fired soon, and then she's just going to start accusing everybody on the planet of doing something, you know, which is always pretty fun for me.
Yeah.
As a viewer. Kristen's, by the way, like, I have a cold, so if I'm coughing in your face, that's why. I have my finger on the mute button, but be warned. Oh,
everyone give Ronnie a big cyber hug, because he's cold. He has a cold, and so does my boyfriend. They both have a cold. My work husband and my boyfriend, the two closest people to me, both are sick. Hey,
doesn't that sound suspicious?
I have illness FOMO right now.
we'll get on board. It's super fun.
I have a feeling I will be on board soon enough.
Loving it.
But yeah, I totally agree with what you said. Like, Kristen, you know, threaten her with a, you know, put her on the brink, and she's like, fine, I'm going to come back, and I'm also going to drive the season. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's going for easy targets. Now, the thing on this show, it is like a housewife show, and that you really can't root for anybody, because the second you do, you're proven wrong. And have egg all over your face, you know, because through part of this, I'm like, oh, Jesus, just leave James alone already. You know, like, how much of this coming after James? And then by the end, he's calling Katie fat. And I'm like, OK, you know, it's like you just cannot.
That's
pick
the brilliance
a fucking horse.
Of this show.
You can't pick a horse in a show full of horse face.
Yeah, you can't pick a horse in a horse race when every horse is going in a different direction, okay? it's like setting a horse race in a rodeo ring. It's like, that's not going to work.
It's
no.
Like herding coyotes. By the way, that's what I'll be doing when the ring is brought down the aisle. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Brittany would be like, I want my mom's cat to bring the ring down the aisle. Come back.
Coyote.
That reminds me, I just downloaded an app called Neko Atsume, which is all you do in it is put out toys and wait for cats to visit you. And I'm waiting for, I've got two cats in there right now. Wow.
Christ's
sake. I've been waiting for like 2 days for cats to show up, and now there are two.
Jesus.
I'm just going to put out a blanket, and one's hanging out in the blanket. Wow.
I'm going to put out a possum trap. Cats their asses. Give them away for Christmas.
No, I love cats. I love
cats.
Speckles came to visit me.
Oh, good. So let's see here. I just want to mention that in the previously, they're showing this engagement again with Brittany and Jax, this ever so classy Kentucky fried engagement. And while he's putting the ring on, we see people in like goth jeans watching them. And then behind him is traffic. And I just want to point that out, because later he's trying to make this beautiful scene. There was not a team of dolphins jumping behind them. Okay. Those were pickup trucks on the PCH.
Yeah,
Jax.
It was a seagull picking up a Diet Coke can and then strangling itself. So that's because it got caught in the plastic rings.
Yeah.
I'm a guy.
So I finally got to concentrate a little bit more on this opening.
Please, go
it
on.
Really does show us how practice doesn't make perfect, because everyone's still spilling their drinks all over the place, which is funnier and funnier as they get older and older. You know, I hope this show ends with them like 80 years old, just like pouring coffee on someone's head, you know.
It probably will be. They'll just like transition into the Vanderpump Diner, and they'll be wearing, you know, like yellow outfits with little aprons. Like, hey, Tuts, what do you want? Except I guess it would be like Sheena Spring. Hey, Tuts.
Hi, what do you want?
Hey, Tuts.
Kiss my grits.
God, doing old lady diner Sheena is really hard.
I know. Imagine how she's going to have it in life. Jeez.
I just want to say,
fun of her. Imagine her. She's got to live it.
Ronnie, I just want to, this is the last time I'll mention this, and I'm putting it away.
Fucking
okay.
Cat.
No, this is it. This is the last I'm going to mention. I didn't realize that I could rename the cat, so I renamed Speckles Ronnie. I named the cat after you. But after I named him Ronnie, I just saw that it said personality. Lonely. I'm sorry, Ronnie.
Well, jeez.
I'm named
alone,
the lonely
but
cat
I'm
after
not
you.
Lonely.
You are a but you really enjoy my cat tree and the cozy blanket I put out for you.
No, actually, I don't. I hate trees.
Do you want, I can name Bandit Ronnie, too, and that one, Bandit has a personality of wild at heart.
Okay, yeah, put Rondel as Bandit number two.
Rondel. Okay, there's Ronnie and Rondel. So
yeah,
Rondel
just...
is wild at heart.
Yeah, Ronnie's just my name that apologizes to the world for having a difficult name.
Yeah.
And then Rontle is my real spirit.
I'm changing Ronnie into Sheena.
Yeah. Okay. Sheena lonely. Sheena's even having to tweet out at people like, "Hey, contrary to popular belief, I'm not going from relationship to relationship. I haven't been in a relationship since Rob."
All right. You and Sheena are hanging out in my yard. You're on like the cat tree thing where you scratch the post, and Sheena's in a blanket.
Okay. I'll be with Sheena. You know, unlike some of the people on this show, I actually like Sheena. Okay. I think she's funny. I like people who make toy car beeps with their voice. I think it's cute.
Meow.
And really, what'd she ever do to anybody?
Annoy them, I guess. Okay, I'm putting the cats away. I will not discuss it for the rest of the podcast.
Put Sheena cat away, okay?
Sheena and Sheena are just going to hang out in the yard. Sheena's in her blanket. She's happy.
I'm getting mad that people are bullying my cat friend. Like, this is where the world has brought me.
Your lonely cat friend.
Yeah.
I found a blanket and decided to rest under it. It makes me feel like I'm with friends.
And I'm like, oh, well, I would rest with you. But I'm wild at heart!
You're wild at heart on top of the two-tier cat tree. Like, look at me! I'm on top of the cat tree. I scratched my way up here, and now I'm napping.
Okay. So Jax and Brittany come back from wherever, Neptune's Nest. Thanks for your tweet, Neptune's Nest.
Neptune's Net. Net.
Whatever.
Net.
Net. Nest makes more sense. Neptune's Net. I'm just kidding.
Doesn't. No.
It doesn't.
It makes
right.
more. It's like you don't catch
I'm like
fish
delusional.
In the
Did you know that you could get high on cough medicine? I guess that's why they'll only sell you one at a time.
Yeah, I do know that, which is why I'm enjoying this already so much.
I'm high
you
as not fuck. Catch fish I love it.
Yeah.
What?
I was just saying you don't catch fish with a nest, which is why Neptune's Nest does not make much sense.
Yeah, but shit is delivered into a nest, and it's not like they're out shopping. It's not like they're out fishing for fish.
They are fishing for fish.
No, there's probably like someone delivers it.
No, those places, they go out on their boats, and they get... They get some, I'm sure some is delivered, but they
Gross.
Also go out fish it.
Just kidding. Okay, so Brittany's weave is huge, I wrote. And then Lisa's new hair, instead of that triangle thing she has on the back of her head, she's usually got like a traffic cone in the back of her head to make her look like she's got kind of a beehive. You know, we've talked about that for years.
Yeah.
But now it's a speed bump. Like now it's like a dome, which is very confusing because I need her triangle head. I don't like this new domed Lisa.
I don't like any of the attachments, okay? In a weird way, some people say, I wish the Vanderpump Rules Lisa would show up on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, instead of the Beverly Hills Lisa that we get.
Yeah, I say that. I'm some
people. I actually think an argument can be made that Vanderpump Rules Lisa killed Beverly Hills Lisa because Vanderpump Rules Lisa has to be like the quote-unquote boss, so she's like – a little more buttoned up, and she's a little more prim and proper, and like the bun has appeared, and I think it has like it has moved her from like she used to be wild at heart, much like you, and was like fun, sort of sexy above it all, Lisa, and now like I think like the buttoned up persona has bled into her, and I think that actually triangle head Lisa is less interesting, or I think she's not as good as classic Lisa.
So you're saying domed head Lisa is worse than triangle head Lisa?
Well, I don't even know what domed head Lisa is.
That's
like.
New Lisa. That's the new one. The old one is triangle head Lisa.
I like the flat, the like no nothing back there head Lisa.
I don't think she's ever had that in a Vanderpump Rules opening. At least it used to be.
No, not in the.
Here's her choices: traffic cone Lisa or domed Lisa, which is the recent Lisa.
Lonely or wild at heart.
Yes, Rondell cat or Sheena cat. Okay.
Well, Rondell cat always for the win.
Oh. Well. Okay, so they get to their apartment in like this like some Shaw's cast off limo, and she's like, "Forever stars Neo."
Oh gosh, she's just so cliche. It's just like disgusting.
I can't wait to tell the dogs gather.
She's like opening up the mailboxes and being like, "I'm engaged, male people." So they are like, they walk into the apartment and she's like, "Oh, that's weird. The door's unlocked." And he's like, "Yeah, I guess I must have left it unlocked." Like, she doesn't even like. I like that it doesn't even faze her. Like, I'd be like, really? You left the door unlocked in our apartment in the middle of the city?
Babe, poor people don't care. I don't give a shit. What are you going to do? You walk in my door, you're going to have to walk my dog. I'll tell you that, because I don't even care if you're a serial killer or a burglar or whatever. Bueller will hand you his leash and be like, you're taking me for a walk, okay? Listen, what are you going to steal, my mayonnaise?
They got their apartment. They got an apartment makeover. And like, once you get an apartment makeover, you lock that shit down, okay?
Yeah, someone's going to come in and steal the laminate wood wallpaper off your table.
Yeah. So they like walk in and like, you know, the whole gang is in the apartment, and before they yell surprise, suddenly we get a bunch of like freeze frames on everyone. Like the post-production department had a lot of fun with this episode. So like it froze on everyone, like, whoa, like this one, you know, she like Stassi is holding up her phone or something, or someone's holding a glass, and then Stassi's like, you don't even know what went into this surprise party, okay? I was in charge of decorations AF. Tom and Tom were doing food and cocktails, and we see them bringing like Hooters, food from Hooters, which is more appropriate. And then yeah. Tom like trying it, like giving other Tom a drink, like, it's good. And then she's like, and then I had to make sure like people were liking Britney's pick as soon as it was up, because if they didn't, she'd be suspicious, and then they had to go to a bar and then come back. And then we had to be here on time and make sure Lisa was on time. I'm like, so you're basically describing how a fairly standard surprise party works. Yeah. Got it.
We had to do a paperless post. And then we had to like wait and see if people were going to say if they attended. And then we had to answer emails saying, are you really trying to get us to buy a Starbucks? And we had to say, no, that's just a free version of paperless post.
And then I had to tell everyone to use the proper tab in Gmail, because there are three different tabs. Don't use the social tab. And then like,
just the primary.
Stassi just describes very basic things, very simple things. When you get into your car, you put your key into the ignition unless you have a new fob. And when I say fob, I'm referring to keys.
Oh, and the music's like, dun, 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 dun.
And we see a flashback of Lisa Vanderpump showing up, and she gets in the apartment. She's like, oh, this is where it all happens. And I'm just like imagining her just like putting on like a hazmat suit and like latex gloves. Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, even Rocio lives better than this.
My hazmat suit can't fit my new dome.
Okay, so did you catch the noise when Sheena sees the ring? Because they come in and they're like, the prize! And Sheena goes,
I rewound that like five different times. Like, I literally was expecting five Ewoks to come running in.
It's like that time I pushed the leaf blower into the water fountain. It's like,
that was better than when she went, games!
So Brittany hugs Lisa with her new accent. She's like, I can't believe you're in my new apartment, Ed. And Lisa's like, oh,
I think it's all of these horrible, horrible chemicals coming out of the wall and seeping into your tiny little broken bird brain.
I hope you appreciate. I found a hazmat suit with a pussy bow.
Then we see Jax telling Stassi et al. He's like, I did the ring, and I swear to God, dolphins in the background. I was like, thank you, Dad, thank you. Which is, you know, those were Priuses behind you, you fucking compulsive liar. Can you go through one episode without lying about something? Dude, we saw the background and the foreground.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't even facing the ocean. And in fact, doesn't matter. So, yeah, he is a compulsive liar. So now Lisa starts doing her little confessional where she's like, I think that Jax Teller has changed. He's a nicer man. But this is Jaxie boy that we're talking about, so I would go get that ring checked out in case it's cubic zirconium. And a Merry Christmas to all, and an all good night.
And then Peter's like, congrats, wow, this is so fucking exciting, another friend's wedding, yay me. And Jax is like, oh well, still have to get past the bachelor parties and, you know, the other bachelor party. Like, Jax is really the bride right now. He's going to have 18 events that people are going to have to come buy him gifts for. And he'll probably fuck somebody new at every event.
And he will be a bridezilla because he is a control freak. You know, he controls everything. So he's going to make all the demands and he'll be very annoying. So Brittany goes out to the balcony and I'm already rolling my eyes because there's a pillow out there that says, "Beware of dog kisses, is." I was like, ugh, what an annoying pillow. And then there's like a little birdhouse thing, but it's like not really a birdhouse. I couldn't really tell. Anyway, she like gets to her balcony and she's like, "I'm engaged." I was like,
"I'm engaged."
And she's like screaming right in the face of a cactus.
Yes.
And I was like, God, if only cactuses could move, you know, slap her.
I know. That cactus probably wanted to. I'm sure there's going to be a Disney movie called Cactus Story where, like, when the lights go off, the cactus come alive. And that cactus is like, I wanted to slap her in the face right there. Get my needles all up in her.
Oh, so let's see. So back over at James is doing, you know, like finger drumming on his on his iTunes laptop or whatever, on his Surface Pro or whatever.
It's like when you get like when you're in fifth grade and you get like a Casio computer or a drum machine and you just like press like all the different buttons all at once. Like that's what it was.
Sample this. So it's just like. I mean, it was pretty much that. But then it was off rhythm with his fingers, so I wasn't sure if, you know, my theory is just that he just presses play and then, you know, taps his fingers on a bunch of buttons. And so they kind of made me look like a winner.
Yeah, well, it's like that SNL skit they did a few years ago. They had, they were like parodying EDM DJs and how like the DJs are always up in their booth, like with their like arms being like, yeah, you know, dancing, acting so cool. And then they like do this whole dramatic thing and then just like, press play, bloop. And then they're like, yeah!
Yeah, pretty much. So Billie Lee comes over to the pizza station, and she's like, oh! Did you hear? And he's like, what now, Billie Lee? She's like, Jax proposed to Brittany!
Yeah, they're totally engaged right now.
This is a nonity. So then James does his impression of Jax, and they put Jax's face over James's evil eyes.
Yeah. It was pretty on point. Accurate. Yeah, because we all thought that was a pretty psychotic photo. So, so James is like, I'm happy for Britt. I think that Jax will make a great first husband. Get it.
He's like, damn it, I wish Lisa was here.
So Jax back at the party. It's like, just so you know, I want to do a big engagement party after this, a big, 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 huge one. This is only the pre-engagement party. And I was like, exactly what you said. Like, of course, he's going to draw this out into a million different parties for a million different gifts.
Yes, and he's going to try and get Sunglasses Hut to sponsor every single one of them.
Yeah, and while he's talking about this, he's holding a teeny tiny mason jar shot glass, which made me laugh. Because, like, I'm actually not opposed to drinking from mason jars. I think it's kind of fun. But like a mason jar shot glass, that's annoying to me because that's like not a natural mason jar.
Well, this cast is like really fucking around a lot with each other, on each other. And mason jars are very hard to get all the germs off of, you know?
Yeah. It looked like a test tube, to be honest, which is actually probably more appropriate.
Well, then he tells us this odd story that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. So he's saying that he's really hurt because his mom didn't even call him back. Which makes me wonder how many cars he stole from their front. Because he's, like, in a new car in every scene. He's like, it was my dad's. I'm like, your mom probably has, like, stolen car reports on all of this. But apparently, him and his sister are mad at his mom, because she didn't tell them that their dad was sick.
Well, she was sugarcoating everything and like, made it seem like he was, like, doing okay. And they didn't realize he was in the ICU or something. So they didn't know and they weren't able to say goodbye. I mean, it's very sad. But I also am like, did you guys try to reach out to your dad? Like, I'm wondering what, like, something seems fishy about this whole thing to me.
To me too, just because the mom would not be calling him back if that were the case. She would be apologizing, right?
Well, I think that he's probably iced her out. I think that's what that's all about.
Well, he said that she didn't call him back. She didn't even call him back. Oh. So Anyway, I don't know. It's just when it's Jax, it's never the right story.
Family.
Yeah, but it's never the true story, so I'm always wondering what the real story is. But anyway, who cares? We'll find out later this season. Consider this a breadcrumb drop.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kristen, she's still in her, like, rat-a-tat-tat, razzle-dazzle, cabaret sequined little jacket, which is, like, cracking me up, like, that she's, like, in this ridiculously silvered sequined jacket during this entire thing. And she's just continuing her anti-James rants to Lala, and she's like, he literally goes one by one by one by one and fucks over everyone in his path. His ego's out of control. Seriously? Seriously? I'm just like, James, I feel like that attributes way too much power to James to say that he's fucking over everyone. Like, to what end? He's not advancing anywhere in life.
Yeah, he's still performing in front of a pizza oven. So
yeah.
Even if he is doing that. And then she goes, I was already over. I was already so fucking over James Kennedy. And then he had the audacity to totally fuck over Brittany. Ugh. So that kid is on my fucking shit list now. I'm like, did you or did you not fuck him on that hot tub? Because at this point, I'm believing it. She's acting too weird.
Yeah. The pillows never lie.
Yes. So then Jax is like, all right, we got to consummate this. Enjoy, everybody. And Katie's like, yeah, I guess we should all just leave because this is going to get even grosser.
This is weird. They're going upstairs to have sex. And this isn't just like a reality TV thing. Like, they're actually going to have sex right now. So we should probably leave.
Yeah.
And go over to my apartment down the hallway.
Next up is Ariana, Tom, Sheena, and Lala. And everyone Trixie looks Monocle. Insane is what I wrote.
Yeah, Trixie Monocle is like, so here we are, we got this far, I got my way, I got a smile on my face, I'm the queen of the hill. It's like very Trixie, like right up her alley.
Yes, and they are shopping for Pride, and Tom, of course, is in the back of the costume store like, I need a bump it. And I'm actually disappointed in Tom for not owning a bump it. How does Tom not have a bump it?
It is a little surprising, but I'm surprised we also didn't see Lisa Vanderpump just like scurrying out of the store with like a bunch of like bumpets under a towel in her arms. Like, we're going.
Next, so, I'm trying to get square.
Basically, Pride is 80s themed at Sur this year. And so Lala's looking at something. She's like, I want something metallic. And Sheena just goes, Space Cadet, which for some reason I thought was funny.
This is a really dark thing to say, but I have to say it. The 80s weren't really the most fun time for gay people.
Okay? No.
As a gay person who lived through them, not really one of our best times. But thanks, sir. Thanks for your thoughtful straight people Pride Day taking place in the heyday of AIDS. Thanks.
Yeah.
That feels great.
Thanks. So,
Jax. Did nobody say anything? Seriously?
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. Oh, the 80s did bring us some great gay icons, too. Madonna.
Well, every decade has brought us wonderful gay icons, darling.
Samantha Fox.
All right, you're losing me. Back to AIDS.
Okay, so as you wish, Jax FaceTimes in with Brittany. I know, I just was... I didn't say anything.
I know, it was just awkward.
I was merely
It's really
saying,
hard to get out of an AIDS conversation. Anybody notice that? It's like, you just... It's easy. They're hard to get in, they're hard to get out. All right, let's just...
Oh, ain't that the truth. Mm. But Jax is always the perfect segue. So Jax and Brittany FaceTime, and they're like... You know, Brittany's like, I'm in gay ADHD. And Sheena's like, dude, she's glowing. Like, someone change the batteries in Sheena, please.
And Brittany's like, look at my ring! I just keep rubbing it on my face all day and going, why, is this real? Am I really just a girl with a ring? Is my face turning green? You see that, right? I wonder what that could be from. She's got like festering sores breaking out all over her face.
So Lala thinks Jax has truly changed because his dad died, and you know, since her dad also recently died, you know, she says how like that changes you and there's like no coming back from that, which I actually do fully respect and believe that, but I just don't think that Jax has changed. I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah. And Tom, like getting his best Linda Dano goes to aerobics class look on, peeks out from the dressing room, and he's like,
yeah, I just don't want him doing all of this because he's in a dead dad phase, you know?
And Ariana's like, yeah, I'll be honest. I'm like really cautious about it. Like, I'm really serious about marriage timing, proposal timing. And then she tells us, yeah, it remains to be seen whether Jax is even capable of making a lifelong commitment. Which, you know, okay. But to be fair, has it been proven that any of us can make a lifelong commitment? I don't think we really know that until the life is over, right?
Yeah, that's actually true. That's actually true.
Thank you. Ronnie, were you trying to figure it out?
I was for a moment there, and then I realized what you were saying, and I'm like, damn, Ronnie just got real deep right there.
Welcome to Rondell the Cat's Deep Thinking Corner.
You really are wild at heart with your philosophical statements. So, Rondell the Cat. Ariana's like, I just want to fast forward 5 years from now and just like breathe a sigh of relief so that she, like, so I don't have to feel so tepid about it right now. I'm like, well, the bad news is, if you did fast forward 5 years from now, I guarantee you will not be sighing any sighs of relief. It'll either be a sigh of, yeah, that turned out exactly how I was expecting, or, oh, God, she's still with him even after all this.
Yeah, poor Ariana. She's like, oh, my God, what am I doing in a parole hearing?
I also like the idea of Ariana trying to feel anything other than tepid. Because that's, like, been, like, her, like, primary, like, feeling for the past several years.
Yeah, resting tepid soul.
She has resting tepid face.
Hey, a lot of us go to therapy for a long time trying to get that tepid feeling. Be grateful for what you have, darling.
You've lost that tepid feeling.
Yeah. Okay, so over at Kristen's.
By the way, I do have to say, and this is not with any bias, because obviously we know Ariana and everything. Ariana seems to be the only one on this entire cast who seems to have any sort of like, like she hasn't been like outwardly negative about it at all. I mean, the most was that she said she was tepid, but I feel like when they walked into the surprise party, everyone was like, yay, yay. And Ariana's face was like, ooh, ouch, ouch. This is probably not going to work out right.
So over at Kristen's house, Kristen's dog Gibson is fucking a pillow. And yeah. Stassi's like, your dog is horny AF. She's like, yeah, just like his dad. Ugh. You're not getting laid either, huh? It sucks, right?
Yeah. So they're, just like having a casual conversation while this dog totally Jax is a doll. And they're talking about Jax and they're saying like, you know, I really think that Jax has changed AF. I mean, he's still like a dick and everything. And Kristen goes, yeah, but he's a dick to people that don't matter, which I was like, this is why this show is amazing.
Yeah, that is why these people are so fucking terrible, because that really is like the motto of this group. Like, it only counts if you're mean to someone like that's in our friend circle. Anyone else is fine, you know.
But what's even better is that it's not even like he's only a dick to people he doesn't know, which is bad enough, but it's the people that don't matter, and that there's actually a value judgment layered into it.
I like how Stassi's like, yeah, we're hanging at home because like we're adults now. We don't need to go to bars every day. We just get drunk at home. Yes. Which is a true sign of age.
This is very, very true. Like, welcome to a life of dinner parties and getting drunk at home and being annoyed.
Yeah. And she's like, how does Britt not even care? I mean, how does Lisa not even care how Britt was treated? Like, she literally left there crying, like, literally AF. Like, that's like every day that Britney's worked.
Okay? I know. And the other thing is that, like, they are acting like James took her into the back alley and slapped her across the face, okay? And, like, I'm not saying it excuses his stupid-ass rap, but, like, they are acting like it was, like, just, like, a savage, awful whatever. And, like, I don't discredit her from, like, feeling embarrassed or crying, and I think that's, like, totally par for the course. But I also feel like Jax has done things that are 10 times worse.
Well, yeah, I mean, the rhyme was about things that Jax had actually done, and he gets a free dinner at Neptune's Net and a wife. You know, it's like, how does this work? So, but yeah, he's a prick. Again, it's like, here I go, wanting to stand up for James because it's anti-Christian, but, like, I can't, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll just keep going with the flow of the show. Lala!
Lala!
So Lala's like, what are you doing tonight? And Ariana's like, I'm going to go over, me and Tom are going to go over to James's house and hang out with him and Raquel. And she's like, I would rather stab myself in the eyes.
Yeah, she starts telling the story about her falling out with James at Coachella. And she's like, so James comes over chirping and taunting my dude. And it's like, when James comes for my man, like, don't come for my man, okay? Don't come for the man. I draw the line when you come for my man. My man. I'm like, oh my God, please start using Randall now, please. I can't deal with my man anymore.
Yeah. Baba, man. Ooh, some girls like hot guys. I like my man. James was like, well, come on, Randall. Come on, fat boy. We all know each other inside and out at this point, if you know what I mean.
Well, I was just talking about the treasured Pixar film starring Amy Poehler and Mindy Kaling.
I was just saying that Randall is the first one to make me feel again ever since I saw Inside Out.
Do you remember when the imaginary friend was left in the dark place? That was so sad. Randall, thank you. Thank you for remembering that moment with me.
I'm adjusting in my chair, sorry.
Please adjust.
I'm sitting really weird. It's like sitting on my ankle, and then my other ankle was on top of the bookshelf.
No.
And I was like, what are you doing to you?
Come on, you're wild at heart. You can't be sitting like that.
Maybe that's why I'm like a cat. I'm like, look how flexible I am. And then I realize, no, you're not really a cat, stupid. You're a chunky guy who can barely sit down for 20 minutes without getting a back cramp.
Meanwhile, Ronnie is like pawing at a ball of yarn at the moment. I mean, you are knitting these days. So then Kristen, we go back to Kristen, and she's like, There are too many people that he's done terrible things to. I mean, they're really acting like he's Osama bin Laden at this point. And honestly, an argument could be made for that. I'm not going to discredit it. But, like, the fact that Kristen is, like, on this rampage is so ridiculous and yet so wonderful.
Yeah. And Lala's like, yeah, when people come after people I love, like my Mayan, I'm like, is she sticking up for the Mayans? Because, like, there's something at this point, I don't even know what the fuck Lala's talking about. She looks like a completely different person. I'm not even convinced that this is the same person from last year. Okay.
The world was supposed to end 5 years ago, and James ruined that. Okay. That's like, a real issue of the Mayans.
Fuck me once. Fuck you. Fuck me twice. Fuck you. Fuck me three times. Okay. You'll get a discount on that one. But fuck me. Four times? Fuck you. It's like, well said, Deepak. Well said.
Yeah. So now one of my favorite things that the show does is that it will casually introduce some new person into the mix who has had some sort of like desultory moment with another cast member. And in this case, it's Hope. I don't think we've seen Hope before, have we?
Nope. I like that Hope has most of Nope in her name.
I know. She's sort of like Vanderpump Rules' answer to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So Kristen basically is like, so there's this woman named Hope. And yeah, I've known Hope for like 4.5 years, which I thought was kind of a profound thing to say. Like, I've known Hope. I've had Hope. And I lost it. No. Then I met Gordon. There's something going on. The fact that we're dealing, like, last season was all about faith, and this season might all be about hope. I feel like there's, like, layers to this show that we have only started to realize.
I know, on an episode about pride. Like, this show is just trolling us at this point.
It really is. Like, it is profound. Like, this is going to be, I mean, if you think about it, this entire season so far has been about hope, right? That hope for Jax. So we have this girl Hope, and Hope and Kristen have been friends, and the big thing with Hope is that when James and Kristen, was it that after James and Kristen had hooked up for the first time or right after they broke up?
She's like literally right after we broke up, I made out with her, and they made out right in front of me or something.
Yeah. They met out, yeah. So Hope made out with James right in front of Kristen at the club right after their breakup. So
Hope is like a really nice girl, basically. Yeah. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Hope you're totally, totally, totally innocent in all this, okay? So you made friends with this group. You were making out with the new fresh ex right in front of Kristen. Then you fucked him while his girlfriend Raquel was in the other room, and you're still in their friend group, and now you're going to be the victim. I am so sure, lady.
Yeah. No, she's like, she really follows in the footsteps of those, like, minor Vanderpump Rules characters that were even mentioned. Gigi, Ellie, you have Danielle, there's Lauren, the other hostess who fucked James while James was hanging out with Lala. You know, it goes on and on. So we have another addition to this group, and it's Hope, Faith, of course. So, so Kristen's like, yeah, Hope told me that at Coachella, Raquel and James and Hope, they're all in the same house. And basically, like, when Raquel went to sleep, Hope and James had sex together in front of her. Can you imagine someone doing that? Could you imagine someone ever having sex with their friend's boyfriend while they slept? I mean, seriously? Seriously?
That was just fucking priceless. And then when they finally did show the clip, the flashback of Kristen confessing that she did sleep with Jax, they cut to the clip of her when she was still lying about it. And she's like, yeah, okay, well, I admit, we did sleep together one time. Which is a lie, because I slept together more than one time. So I love that these editors are coming for Kristen as hard as she's coming for James.
Yeah, and then basically Kristen says that Hope has been, like, flying back and forth to L.A. and, like, banging James behind Raquel's back all these years. I'm like, now, why is she flying back and forth to L.A.? That's what I want to know. I want to know what's going on in Hope's life. Where is she flying from? Is she doing?
Yeah, I don't know, but she's obviously flying to shoot these little scenes. Because then we get a clip of her talking to Kristen in a blue-out scene. And she's like, he's been manipulating me for years. This person who thinks he's so entitled. Like, no one has ever, ever. Kristen's like, hold him accountable. Come to Pride. I want to take care of this. And then her head starts jerking around like she's about to transform into a semi, you know?
Yeah. I'm the original Bumblebee. So Kristen's like, yeah, she's now her plan is that she wants to confront James with Hope. And she goes, I want to speak for everyone he has silenced. What is this, like Matt Lauer?
Which I mean, what's like going literally on nobody, by the way, because no one has been silent about fucking James. Like, everybody literally who has fucked James has come on and sang an audition song about it, okay? Everyone's got their James 16 bars.
There is, like, skywriting here in L.A. every other week that's like, I fuck James, too. Because he goes, I'm frothing at the mouth about this.
You're just frothing at the mouth in general, okay? You're Kristen.
Yeah, you saw a carrot, okay? Oh my god. You know what would really help Kristen stop frothing at the mouth? Perhaps some new vitamins. You know what I'm saying, Ronnie?
I sure do. Kristen, you really need to take care of, girl.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Care of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door.
Seriously, Care of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only, like, seriously, 5 minutes to find out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need.
Your vitamins get delivered right to your door, dude, in personalized, easy-to-remember daily packs, perfect for a busy, on-the-go lifestyle.
Vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your dietary needs.
Yeah, Care of offers pre- and postnatal supplements with accompanying research to help mothers and babies alike stay their healthiest, Jakes.
I have to say, one of my favorite parts about doing Care of was the online quiz, because it's a whole online quiz. And I actually really, really enjoyed that. It's like, it was very clean and easy, and I was oddly absorbed by it.
Yeah, and you're not just taking random stuff. It's personalized for you.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it comes, mine came in like a cute box, the box actually matched my bathroom decor. So thank you for that.
For 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com and enter our promo code Crappens when you check out. That's $25 off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Visit takecareof.com and enter promo code Crappens at checkout.
JX!
Okay, thank you, take care of. And now here we are, back with...
Villa Rosa!
Oh, I made that sound much more exotic. Maybe I'm the one who's wild at heart now.
Someone's taking their vitamins. So we get the shot of Lisa's petting zoo, you know. And there's two big turtles in there, which I think is really cute. I've saved them from so many straws. So Vanderpump is like, congrats again, Jax. Oh, and that car looks amazing. And he's like, yeah, it was my dad's. He was the best dad. We bonded over hockey and cars. And she's like, all right, then. That's enough of that. Come on in, darling.
I felt bad because as soon as I saw that Alfa Romeo, I was like, oh, God, what a douchebag. Look at him spending all his savings on another muscle car or sports car thing. And then he's like, it's my dad's, which then made me start to think that maybe the other car from last week was his dad's, which I made fun of him for getting. We both did. So now I feel a little bad.
Life is full of pain and death, and I'm never going to try and make fun of somebody for their pain and death. But it's also not going to excuse you from class, every single class. You still get to make fun of people.
Okay. You know what? You convinced me.
Unless he's like in pain and going through death, like right at this moment. You know, there's like certain allowances made, but you don't get a bathroom key for the whole season.
Ronnie, I have to confess something right now. In the spirit of talking about Jax, I lied about something.
What did you lie about?
I said I wasn't going to look back at my cat app. And I looked, and I want to say that...
You silenced so many people!
No, but this, I would only mention this if this were... I only mention it because it's important. You and Sheena have left my yard, but a new cat has come, and there's a little red ball, and it's, like, sitting on its back, and it's cradling the ball back and forth, left and right, like... And I looked, and it said the cat's personality was spacey, so I named it Raquel. So Raquel is currently in my cat yard, hugging a ball and just, like, happily rolling left and right.
She's like, why do I deserve this ball?
I'm going to try to cry for the ball. Okay, that's it.
So Lisa is looking at Jax like, what do you want, homeless person? Like, she's just used to dirty people jumping out from under her bridge, you know, like, hey! So... He comes in and he says, I can't believe I'm engaged. And she's like, nor can I. The one thing I can always believe in is tea.
And she slurps from it. So Jax is not. So, you know, like there's Lisa Jax is a different Jax than regular Jax. Because when Jax is around Lisa, he puts on his charm and he sort of acts sort of like a young boy a little bit. And he's super sweet and polite. And now it's like. New Jax plus also Lisa Jax, so he's super like that. So he's like, hey, thanks so much for you know, coming to see me. It's I can't believe we're engaged, and like, you know, like we consider you family, and like there's, you know, there's not a lot of family out here. I mean, we all move out here, we don't have family here, and I have less family now, and you know, like your family, and I don't know, I'm just sort of like, I spent a lot of money on my ring and I'm running low on money, and I don't know, Mom. You mind if I call you Mom?
Yeah, she's like, of course. That's why I haven't been calling you back, Jax. she's giving him a look like, oh, God. You know, like when those guys come up to you and they're like, hey, bro, you know, my car broke down up the street and my wife is pregnant in the backseat. We just need money for a little gas. And you're just looking at them while you sip your tea. That's the look Lisa's giving him.
Yeah, and basically he wants his job back because he spent all his money on that ring. And, you know, he needs his job back because it's like family there. And he's, you know, got a little bit less family now. And like, please, Lisa, please. And Lisa's like, I don't like that you're confrontational at work. He's like, no, I'm not really confrontational. It happened once. I'm like, have you seen the past, like... 15 seasons of this show.
Yeah, and it only happened once because that's the only time you stormed in and tried to kill somebody, you lunatic.
He's like, I hate to use my father's death as a wake-up call, but I think my father's death was a wake-up call.
I just wrote, you just yelled at James 2 days ago, you idiot. And he's like, if you could just find it in your heart. She's like, oh, my heart. Ask Kyle Richards where that is. Because apparently I don't have one. How could you do this to me?
We have, Mr. Jax, we have new... processes for hiring at Vanderpump at Sir now, and as such, you will have to go through the formal interview process. So let us begin. Question number one. Do you know who Nanny K is? So she's like, I see a vulnerability in Jack that I haven't seen before. It's almost like he's a, what is it? Is it a plane? Is it a Superman? It's a bird. It's a broken bird. He's a broken bird. So now, she gives him...
It's only a trial basis, Jax. I'm giving you the back patio on your own, where you'll surely make $1,900. That will show you, little chap.
Yeah, she literally says that he gets to take the little bar in the garden, which I was like, that is an adorable children's book. Like, there once was a little manslut named Jax, and he had to work the little bar in the garden.
The secret garden. So James and Raquel's place. James is like, speaking of changed men, look at me chopping veg.
Yeah, chopping veg. And Raquel comes out wearing basically like wrapping paper. How do I look, James? How do I look?
She just bumps her head into the stove and he's like, No, come back here, my little toast.
You know how, like, when little girls, or perhaps boys, play with Barbie dolls and they make them walk? They, you know, they hold them by usually, like, their legs a little bit. They sort of make them walk in that, like, herky-jerky style. That's how Raquel literally moves. She literally moves like a doll being moved by a child's hand.
She does. And you know who else was walking like that this episode? Katie. Did you notice that Katie had, like, kind of a janky walk? I don't know what's going on with this cast, but there's something with the legs. I would check the tap water.
Check the... Yeah, see what's going on under the hood.
Yeah, there's like some kind of new polio being spread around that restaurant.
it's like a polio light. Vanderpump polio.
So James tells us, honestly, James K. couldn't live a better life, Lisa. I have a supermodel girlfriend. I'm like, that hasn't been verified.
Yeah, I mean, she's a girlfriend.
Two bedrooms, a studio. I'm DJing on Rockstar Boulevard. Life is good.
No, what he says, well, he also, don't forget his new golden doodle. And I mean, I'm not even going to go down that path because you know me. But he goes, not to mention, I'm DJing the biggest party on Robertson Boulevard.
Oh.
I'm like, you're literally next to the Abbey. It's the largest gay bar in the entire country.
Yeah.
But I mean, the apartment, I do have to say, I will give credit where credit is due. And it has a very nice kitchen. You know, I thought that I was like, I had some kitchen envy. Honestly, I had faucet envy because I actually have a shit faucet in my kitchen. And I know that sounds silly. Like, how could you have a shit faucet? My faucet, there's no thing where you can like detach it and like a bendy thing. It's just like a straight up faucet and it like has, it's aggressive. So like you turn on a little bit and the water just like shoots out. And like, if you have even like a millimeter of spoon in there, it's like the entire kitchen is soaked, you know?
Oh, that sucks, because your kitchen's so pretty. My kitchen is utter shit. My ceiling's coming in, my tiles are out. Yeah, it's really bad. Okay, so yeah, I was jealous of his kitchen, but you know what? I saw all the work he put into getting that place, and it involved that really hairy old guy. So, you know, waste not, want not, or whatever. Be thankful for what you have, is what I mean, you know? So, yeah. Ariana comes over and Tom, and he's like, like everything they see, he's got a washer and dryer in the kitchen, and Ariana's like, wow. And Tom's like, wow. And then he's got one of those coffee tables from IKEA where you lift the top and it becomes like a regular table.
Yeah.
And Tom's like,
wow. Tom's like,
I'm a Wondian.
Are we in outer space, dude? So, like, how's it like living together? And Raquel's like, it's been good, right? For the most part. Huh? What? Where am I? It's like, okay, we've overtaxed Raquel.
And Tom's like, yeah, I have a tendency to annoy the fuck out of Ariana. So, like, as long as I avoid getting smothered to death.
And she's not laughing. She's like, yeah.
She's like, it's true. Hashtag Chepid. Yeah. So then, so they're talking about the whole situation, and Tom's like, dude, you are literally being white Kanye. Like, Kanye says some stupid shit, and then he has to apologize, like, right afterwards. Dude, what is wrong with you?
He's like,
so the thing is, I don't think Kanye ever really apologizes.
No, Kanye doesn't really apologize. He just comes out with new pajama bottoms, which I guess is his own way of communicating to us. Yeah. And James is like, Hillary for prison, bro.
He's like, I feel bad what I did to Brittany because I didn't know she was in the building. And he's like, yeah, but you shouldn't have said that at all, bro. And he shouldn't have fucked Faith. And it's a circle. And he goes, yeah, circles.
Circles are awesome, dude.
James's way of looking at life is really sad and probably why he'll die alone. No offense. Yeah. When he's like, Tom is like big brother to me. Like, I've done bad things to him. Like getting with Chris 10 days before I moved in with him. But he just keeps forgiving me. What a good friend. No, that's not a good friend. That means you're a shit fucking person, sir. Okay? Get it together. Yeah. Your dad being a piece of shit and living on some rooftop in London and trying to live off everybody wouldn't make anybody feel good. But it's not an excuse for you to be a shithead all over town either.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that he's saying that he's a good friend. He's saying that Tom's a good friend.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but it also doesn't mean that you should then abuse that situation because Tom won't be there forever. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I – yeah.
Were you blowing your nose? You're blowing your nose.
I think I just said it wrong because I'm saying, yeah, it doesn't mean that Tom's a great friend. It means he's just putting up with a lot of abuse from you, who's a shit friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Tom sees something in you, James. You should be so happy. So now we move. I mean, there's some talk about wedding rings and whatever. And
Tom's
whatever.
Like, I don't have a ring yet, but I'm going to propose to Ariana. And when I do, that ring is going to be designed by scientists, geologists, zoologists.
And Kyle Chan.
And Kyle Chanatrist.
Kyle Chan was at the engagement party, by the way, I noticed. Wait, wasn't Kyle Chan at our table at Tom Tom this weekend?
Hell yeah, I tried to get a diamond off his ass.
Yeah, did you?
No. No, I'm like, hi, I'm nobody from nothing. Can I please have a free diamond?
If he knew what was right, he would have given you one.
Yeah, thank you, Bean.
You know, Ronnie, you know why you asked him that? Because you're wild at heart. That's why.
Cat rings!
We did sort of have a Ben's Cat Yard, moment at Tom Tom when Sheena showed up. And you didn't even notice Sheena. That's why she's so lonely. That's why she's a lonely cat.
Meow. I'm sad. Meow.
So now, speaking of Sheena, it's Gay Pride!
Okay, so now we have this 80s sitcom Gay Pride thing.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it a lot.
I did too, mostly just because they used everybody's original name.
Yeah, there was some shade in it. They're like Jason Couchy as Jack Taylor. Like, that was shady. That was hilarious.
And Sheena Jenkin.
Yeah, as Sheena Shea. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. So they all are arriving. There's just like this random shot of Sheena. Like, she has like, she found like a piece of fabric and she's like, what am I supposed to do? I already have a hairband. Like, what am I supposed to do? Should I put it here? Rob would know where I should put it.
She's like, hey, this were the best. We really should have just stopped there, guys. I'm like, only Sheena would root for the apocalypse. Like, it's a wonderful thing. Like, that's where the world should have ended, guys.
I know.
I can't really say that I disagree with her, but.
I also think it's sweet that she thinks that she has moved past the 80s all this time. So Katie's like, we see Katie and she's just like having a body positive moment where she's like, you know, I'm bigger now and, you know, it's okay. I know I'll never be Lala. I'll never be a twig. I'll never have a PJ, but I'm happy. I'm happy with myself now.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That was nice.
Yeah. She's like, but I'm also happier than I was when I was 24. So, okay. So Jax is like, Jax is like, nice to see some things never change. I'm still here opening beer and Tom's wearing something very effeminate. So,
yeah. I was like, thanks, Jax. I was like, I feel like you.
This doesn't work without the 80s laugh tracks over it, because that's what was happening during all of this. They just kept putting on laugh tracks over everything that happened.
It would have been funny if they put the 80s laugh track off of over Katie's body positive moment. Like, like, if it was just like, well, I'll never, you know, I'll never have Lala's body. Ha ha.
I'm just really here to love myself.
Ha ha. But at least I'm happier than I've ever been. Ha 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 ha. Applause.
Like, wait a minute. That was the only laugh track that was made completely out of Kevin Lee voices.
Katie, what happened
why,
to you?
Why, Katie? Oh, why? Oh. What happened?
Okay.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
So, Kristen is hopping the fence with Hope. Get it? Because yeah. I hopped with Hope. And she's like, we could go through the front door, but then fucking James would literally see her and not be completely blindsided. That wouldn't be fun.
I also want to point out that before Kristen performed Mission Very Possible, that we got a musical interlude of Good as Gold, a Good as Gold reprise, which made me so happy. And because listen to that. Since we play that song so much on our live shows, I recognize it immediately, which made me sad. And she's singing it, and Natalie was recording it, and then James got onto the bar, and he starts like doing his whatever rap, and he's like peeling off his jacket with his like 6-year-old little boy body, and I was like, oh, I can't look at this. If you're gonna be white Kanye, can you at least like put on white Kanye pounds a little bit? I can't.
Yeah, like you're like white John Denver. Like you're super white. Keep your clothes, keep your turtleneck on, okay?
Yeah.
So, I wanted to say about the Good as Gold thing. I love that people try and prove they're true fans of Sheena when they know where that rest is. At the third one where she's like,
yes.
Good as gold.
Yeah.
And people always like hit the air like, rest, gold. I'm like, oh God, you guys win. Congratulations.
You know, it is legitimately a good song. Like, I actually, like, I love that song. Like, it is a good, good song.
Ooh. Well, I'm glad this isn't Elise, because I ain't co-signing that.
Mm.
Okay, Kristen hops a fence with Hope, which is just always funny when you see, like, a 40-year-old hopping a fence. And trust me, I've been that person.
Well, it's like, she's very gangly and awkward. So watching her like squeeze through a chain link fence opening or whatever is just like a lot of limbs flailing and pushing and squeezing.
Yeah. So, So let's see here. So they break in basically to the smoking section. And she's like, God, I really want to, like, get literally, like, fucked up AF, but I want to be completely sober when I take him the fuck out, ugh! So she walks right in and pulls Raquel over. Meanwhile, Raquel has got, like, a glitter boomerang around her eye for the
80s. It's like a unicorn jizzed on her face. So Raquel barely even knows where she is. She's, like, waiting to order at Chipotle. She's like, I think I'll have a burrito bowl, please. Like, no, you're at Sir. So they're like, excuse me, can I pull you aside? She's like, you can't pull off my side. No, just go in the bathroom. So they put her into the bathroom, and they're like,
she gets in the toilet and sits there. She's like, you're not a Glade plug-in right now. All right? Focus. Like,
sorry, I just wanted to freshen up the bathroom.
So they are telling her, she's like, well, so basically Hope has been having sex with James all this time. And I just want to know if you're aware or you just don't care. And Raquel's like,
aware of what?
Which is sort of like her life motto, aware of what?
And Hope is like, of his infidelity, like all the time. Okay, Hope, you thirsty ass. Okay, learn a monologue. Okay, at least bring something to the table here. Now, all negativity aside, I have to give Raquel credit because she's got so many lines this year. I don't know how she's staying together.
Yeah.
I've never heard her talk this much. And I would think that she's one of those people.
Well, it's like when you go from like a regular Swiffer to a Swiffer wet jet. You're like, whoa, someone upgraded Raquel.
Yeah. But she's one of those people that you play Monopoly with every couple of months at game night, and she never remembers the rules. She's like, wait, what's community chess? But she's starting to remember how this game goes. So
she also gets scared when you go to jail. Oh, my God.
I should be there for Brittany. So she's like, oh, wait, I remember this game. So you're going to say that he had sex with you, too. She goes, yeah, at Coachella, you were in the kitchen. And Raquel goes, great.
That's what I was doing. I was grading something, right? Yeah. Mm.
Kristen's like, I don't know if you know the person you're dating, because, like, you were at Squell, and he's, like, sticking his dick in anything he could. And she goes, coming from you. She goes, yeah, coming from me.
Yeah. My favorite part is that when Kristen said that, she like set it up by going, riddle me this. It just cracked me up. Riddle me this. I don't think you actually know the person you're dating. I was like, that was not a riddle, Kristen.
T-shirt. It's going to be on a T-shirt.
Can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Where's my whatnot?
And then she goes, he is the most manipulative person I've ever met. I took him from being a little baby busser to whatever the fuck he thinks he is now. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
You were not. You were not some, like, muse, like, plucked from, like, Mount Olympus.
Yeah, you took him where? He was a busser who was, like, DJing in front of a pizza oven, and he's still a busser who's DJing in front of a pizza oven. Like, literally.
Yeah, like you actually downgraded him because he's not even a busboy anymore.
Yeah, at least he got like real paychecks with that.
So Raquel's like, Kristen's just hung up on her past with James. No, Raquel doesn't take anything Kristen says seriously because she thinks that Kristen's still obsessed with James, which is true.
She's like, everyone knows it's a known fact that Kristen's a little deranged.
So Hope is only coming forward because she's with Kristen, and Hope is like, no, this is hard for me. Look how hard. And Kristen's like, yeah. Don't you realize how hard it is for her to come out for being a slut? Like, that's hard to do that.
Yeah, she goes, I had his back for years. What? You've been this girl's friend for years while you've been fucking his boyfriend. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible, okay? So then then we get the clip of Kristen admitting to boning once before we found out that she boned him more than once. And then Raquel goes, that is a horrible thing to do. I thought we were friends. And Hope's like, blink. Like, she has nothing to say.
You think I don't know that? Look at me. I am crushed. I am devastated by my own mistakes.
Look what I have done to my eyebrows over all of this. So Lisa and Ken come in, and Lisa's version of the 80s is hilarious. It's just a pink dress with like a really long pink shawl.
I know, and like a taco salad on top in their hat.
Yeah, taco salad hat.
Yeah, I think it's so hilarious that Ken decided to dress up for the 80s because, I mean, shiny shirt and that hairstyle. I mean, he never left. So Lisa's like, pride is such an exciting day. I don't know why I wrote that down. She's excited. So she sits down at her table, and she now gets to meet Bo, Stassi's Bo, for the first time.
Yes. She's like, now I need to interrogate you.
I'm sorry, I keep handing it off to you while you're in the middle of blowing your nose.
No, I was there. I just, I was listening to you. I was like, wow, this is a good show.
Yeah. So she's like,
I need to interrogate you, Bobo. And she's like, I told him, like, meeting you is like meeting my dad, which is so rude, considering the things that comes out of her dad's mouth at times.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, you remind me of my dad, you know, like, you failed to get us farther in the Amazing Race, so there. So family dish. Yeah. I still remember. So she's like, so how did you meet this little hellspawn? And she's like, oh, he met me through Kristen. And Lisa looks genuinely horrified. She's like,
I've Kristen. Never seen Lisa's face move that much at one time. It like recoiled in fear.
Yeah. She was like, I mean, I haven't been so horrified since someone said they didn't like cabbage soup.
You let Dodie set you up. She has Dodo in her name. Why would you do that? And Stassi's like, she set Katie and Tom up, and look at them. And she's like, oh, God.
Well, she does come in useful sometimes, I suppose. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, it's Bobo the clown. Doing pretty well. Hasn't talked about my ass yet. Get it? And then we get a clip of that fucking crazy person, Patrick. Like, yeah, get up, girl. Yeah, show me that ass, boo. Yeah, what a high ass, baby. Yeah, work that ass. Work that ass.
Oh, my God. I hope he gets shrunken by a witch and sent into a pinball machine and has to spend the rest of his life dodging very fast metallic balls. So It's a very specific wish that just came upon me. So now we see Raquel. She's looking for James, and she's she's in full Roomba mode in the corner again. She's like, "Where's James? Where's James? Where's James?"
And James looks like an old-fashioned ironing machine. He's just standing there, bobble-headed and cross-eyed, with like vape coming out, like blowing out of his nose. Like,
yes, he is. He is basically. he's like the train going off to Hogwarts, you know. So James is standing by the little bar in the garden, and he's like, he and Jack are like all friends, like, "Oh, hey, how's it going, old man?" He's like, "Hey, James." I was like, "Wait a second, aren't you supposed to hate each other?"
Yeah, I think you guys forgot the plot already. So Brittany comes over and she's like, "Oh, my God, da, 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 da." And James is like, "Oh, there you are, little Brittany. Listen, I'm so sorry I said that. I didn't know why I do these things to myself. Why would I say these awful things to such a wonderful person?
And she's like, "Yeah, I was so embarrassed, James. I was like so embarrassed. It was almost as bad as the time that Jax had sex with someone else behind my back. And then there was a recording of it. And he said he didn't love me. And then he was lying. And then like he tried to have sex with his Reiki master. It was almost as bad as that."
It's like that time that I got chicken wings and they forgot to put ranch in the... in little cups on the side, James.
And he's like, "Oh, finally, an example I can understand."
It was like that time when Jax ordered water, and I said, "No, it's not water. It's called Hooters. Hooters. Wrong question, Jax." I was so embarrassed.
So he's like, "I am disgusted with myself." So he's like, "I'm sorry. I will never do it again." She's like, "Pinky promise." He's like, "Yes, I know you like tequilas. So here's a giant gift basket of tequilas." He rips off his face. He's Vanderpump.
Yeah, he basically is like, he's like, "Look, girl, I found this tequila basket at the Burbank Airport at the duty-free shop, and now you get to have it for you, because you are duty-unfree." So James is like, he's like, "I swear I won't do this to you ever again. I'm down on my knees. I'm down on one knee. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, girl. I'm just nice, sweet James. I'm a sweet, lovely boy who has steam coming out of his nose. Please. Please forgive me.
I will never say another disrespectful thing about a woman ever."
So then Raquel comes right up and she's like, "Have I ever, ever?" Like bumps into
his
face.
"Use your words, Raquel. Use your words."
Like, "Cause I was just ambushed when I was trying to plug into the bathroom toilet. And Chris told me that you had sex with help." And he's like, "That's not that bitch, that whore."
I know. It's like, "It's not fucking true. Kristen's a fucking slut." I'm like, I love, like, this is on the heels of him saying, I'm so disgusted with myself. I don't know why I say these things. Kristen's a fucking slut. A slut.
Oh, my God. So Jax is watching, like, he's loving this.
Yeah, and Jax is, he's just sitting there airing out his pit stain, just smiling.
Yeah. Then he looks at his pits like, "Oh, shit, I'm sweating." But he's watching all of this, and it's a scene we've all seen a zillion times where he's like, "Well, I've never been with anyone ever since I met you." And she's like, "But really, but it's another person telling me, when do I always have to go through this, Jax? When do I always have to go through this, James?" And I'm like, "Because you stay with James, you idiot. How many fucking times do you need to be told that he's fucking somebody else?"
I know. He's like, "Why is Kristen here? Why is Kristen here? She doesn't even work here. She doesn't even work here." And Jack's like, I don't know. Don't look at me. I'm trying to be nice right now." And Jim's like, "They're lying through their fucking teeth. It's obvious. Everyone's obsessed with me. Everyone. They just want to be me. They're obsessed with me. Okay? Okay?"
"Yeah, they see my, they, all these bitches and stalkers, they come to see me. They like my music. They see my very nice house. My girlfriend, my dog. And yeah, I work hard for it."
He goes, he's like, "Brittany, I want to ask you to marry..." He goes, "Raquel, I want to ask you to marry me someday, like Jack just did for Brittany. You don't think I want you? I want you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, without all those sluts interfering, obsessed with me." So then, yeah, she's crying.
And Jack's like, "Yeah, you know, a lot of girls did accuse me of cheating. And it was all true."
And now Raquel... now Raquel's like really trying to like squeeze out some tears. She's like,
"She's like, you're she's peeing like right shitting. Now." He's like, "You're peeing." Whoops.
Whoops. I cried from the wrong place.
okay, Ricky, try again. She's like, have you ever seen a surfboard cry? That's what you're doing right now. James, why do I have to deal with this shit? Like, she's trying so hard. She's, like, laughing. I'm like, Raquel, you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
So then she's like, I try to defend you. This guy who insults everyone through raps. I try to tell everyone how good of a person I was. He's like, fuck everyone. Who the fuck cares? Let's go. Fuck everyone.
She just goes, God.
I still haven't gotten paid. Like, is Raquel working there?
No, she said, I haven't peed yet. Because she was trying to pee, and Kristen bugged her, and now James is having a fit. She's like, do I ever even get to pee?
That makes much more sense.
So funny. So then Katie has been waiting for Tom number two to show up, so he gets there, and he's like, hey, babe. And then he takes a bottle off a table and just starts drinking it, and she's like, is that even yours?
He's like, no. First rule of West Hollywood, don't drink out of an anonymous vessel. You know?
Yeah. So I'm glad we're still going with this. My husband has changed so much. Storyline.
Yeah. So out in the parking lot where all great things happen on Sir Pride, Raquel is talking to Lala and Sheena, and she's like, and there it's like people come up and they're like, okay
Raquel, all right, I'm gonna need you to slow down. Okay, all right, please use your vocabulary.
Flower beds. So James just walks up, he's like, hi, and Lala's like, fall back.
Yeah, can I just talk to her like for a second? And he's like, no, you can't. You're the biggest fucking bitch ever, Lala. And she's like, come on, Raquel. I see hope in there, okay? I see hope in there while you're at school. Don't be dumb. And then Sheena's like, don't say dumb. And Raquel's like, don't say dumb.
She goes, I'm not dumb, Lala. I'm like, Raquel, you're actually talking to a mop bucket right now. Please turn around. Oh. Sorry, Lala.
How else do I say this? Well, you are off getting your degree in Montecito or whatever. He was getting his degree and sticking his wick into other jar candles, okay? How else do you want me to say it, stupid?
I want you to wake up. I am awake. Like, my eyes are open. It's a metaphor. What? So then Raquel, out of nowhere, pulls a Ramona Singer, and she's like, as someone who's supposed to support other women, I feel like you're not. You don't support other women, okay? Wow, Bethany. Whoa, this reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl, and I was like, I gotta pee. That's it.
I still haven't gone pee. So Lala's like, I want you to see it. And she's like, listen, I do support women, but I don't support you, honey, because I've watched you sit back while he assassinates me with his words.
Was this the part, or was it earlier when – oh, no, never. It was later. I'll pause on that. So anyway, so James is – he's, like, drunk, and he's, like, just, like, stomping around. And he sits down next to Tom, and he's like, Tom – you're the only one who knows the truth. You're the only one who knows the truth. People are throwing allegations at me. They're obsessed with me. They want to be me. They want to have a golden doodle just like me. But they can't. They can't.
He's like, well, that's a lot of allegations, bro.
There was Ellie. There was Gigi. There was Foofy and Fifi.
Jim.
Candy.
Frank.
George Michael.
So then Kristen and Hope come up, and Kristen's like, hi, Tom. Hey. Like, why is he here?
Yeah, that's like been the reigning question. Everyone keeps asking why everyone's here. This is the most existential episode of Vanderpump Rules. Why are you here? Why
How
is
do you
she
think
here?
The actual waiters are they here?
I know. So Kristen's like, why is he here? Why is he here? He needs to go. Like, he actually is supposed to work here.
What are you talking about, Kristen? He actually fucking works here, okay? And then, he goes, look, I get it, okay? Like, James is upset. He's triggered. I get it. And she's like, triggered!
You don't get to use that word. Only Katie gets to use that word unnecessarily, okay?
Ronnie, I'm surprised that. Oh, never mind. I was thinking about something else. I just confabulated two different things. So I'm gonna take away the surprise. But James is like, "Fuck you, Lala. Fuck you, Lala. Remember us, Lala. I miss you, Lala. Fuck you. I love you, Lala. Fuck you."
And James is like, "If anyone should be triggered, it's Lala. These girls hate you all last year, and I'm your friend last year. Stop bringing them in." And she's like, "You need help, okay? You need serious help, James." And he's like, "You need help." And Chris's like, "She needs help? What's going on?" Oh, and then Katie goes, "She needs help. What's going on with your pants, dude?"
Ooh, sick burn, Katie. Sick, yeah, sick pants
Katie
burn.
Katie coming around the mountain when she comes.
So James is like, "Oh yeah, girl, those shorts aren't really working for you, babe. What I'm saying is you're fat and ugly and lazy. That's what I'm saying, girl."
God, fucking James.
So he's like, "She shouldn't be wearing those shorts. They're not very flattering. Lose some fucking weight." And so then he like flicks his cigarette and just like does this thing with his hand, like, "Ugh." And honestly, now I'm gonna really say something here, and it could sound really catty and problematic, but I'm actually saying this from a truly sincere place. This is not, I'm truly not trying to be funny here. Watching the way he reacted, I mean, like, the way his mannerisms are remind me of, like, my gayest friends. And I'm not being like, "He's gay." I actually sincerely wonder, do we think that on some level there really may be some sexual confusion going on that's fueling all this frustration and anger? Because, like, if that's true, that would actually break my heart for him.
Oh, I don't care.
I
don't care. It's like one of the – I just learned a long time ago not to care or not to even guess, especially with younger generations, because it's different. It's not put into context in a way I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, when I was growing up, it was very easily labeled. Like, you're gay, yeah, or you're straight, and if you say you're bi, you're just saying that until you become gay. Like, that's how it was back then. And
yeah,
it's changed so much, and there's so many different labels, and people are expressing themselves in such different ways that I don't really even think of it in terms of gay or straight. I will tell you this. He's a little bitch face, and he needs to watch his fucking mouth. Because when you've
That's
got me,
true.
I was ready to side with him because Katie started it with her, "Oh, look at your outfit, ew." Which, if he said your outfit's stupid too, that really wouldn't be so bad, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, Katie would still twist that to use it in some victim-y ass way, trying to start a parade over it. But
yeah,
he's such a prick. He's such a fucking prick.
He did that.
And that's
nasty.
The way he acts out. And you know, you don't get away with doing that just because you're young or because you've been through pain. Okay, we're in Los Angeles. We're all fucked over constantly every day, sir. Okay, you are not the only fucking victim in the world. And how dare you make me side with horse face number two, Katie? How dare you? I hate Katie. And I'm totally 100% on her side. So go fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, James. Like, you're a real animal, and you can only get away with this. "I don't know why I say these things. It's the alcohol. I'm so sorry. I'm a nice little boy. I was bullied as a child." I mean, the stories of him getting bullied as a child really do make those. When he told about how the bullies broke his arm, that makes me very sad. And that's all I was thinking about, was not trying to be like, "I'm going to out James," because I don't know if there's any outing to be done, etc. And I wouldn't do that anyway. I just was like, if that is one of the things that's contributing to him being such an asshole or acting in this way, it would sort of A, make sense, and B, is like very sad for the world at large. But really, as you said, at the same time, who really cares? So Lisa is now walking back to Sir, and she's like, "Now let's go. Let's see what's happening at Sir, because Pump was very civilized, but I'm sure that Sir is even more civilized than that. I'm just going to take a walk down the street."
And while she's doing surprised that they didn't make a spinoff of Pump, because man, there are some bitchy ass queens who work in Pump.
Yeah, I mean, talk about bitchy ass queens.
Oh my god, like, they'll be bitchy right to the customers there.
So James, meanwhile, is also walking through the streets. So we're sort of anticipating some showdown between James and Lisa, and he's like marching through all huffy, and he's like, "No one can replace James Kennedy, baby. I'm the star. I'm the star." And then the episode ends with him saying, "I'm all for equality, but that whore can go fuck herself."
Oh, classy as ever, buddy. Classy as ever.
Yeah.
So that was a super fun episode. I just don't, you know, the witches of the Taco Bell coven is constantly picking one person and going after them. And from the coming next week clips, we see them going for Sheena again.
And I'm really tired of these bitches going after everybody like that. They're just mean.
I'm very into it. I'm like, that's what gets me so excited. You know, it's like, let's go round and round. I do want Katie to bear the brunt of it. It's been a long time.
It's since Katie's turn. Okay, yeah. It is Katie's effing turn. I'm ready. She had her wedding season. Then she got to sit out all season with her victim story of something bad that happened to her when she was a teenager. And this season, she's just going to get to like sit there and be bitchy to everybody else? I don't think so. Someone needs to come take down Katie.
Someone needs to resurrect Tequila Katie. I'm sorry, Katie. It has to happen. Tequila Katie has to come back. Sorry.
Well, that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
What an excellent episode.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with some Below Deck, and then we're going to do 2 episodes more this week, so that'll bring us to 6 total, plus a bonus, you suckas. We're going to be doing a full Jersey and a full Dallas send-off. Also, go get your Watch What Crappens live tickets. We're coming to Irvine, Vancouver, Boston, D.C.,
Dallas,
a second show, so please come to that one, Dallas. And go to watchwhatcrappens.com for tickets for that. You can also get all of our limited shirts from this year for the next 2 weeks. And you can find us over on the TV Party app. You can just follow me at Ronnie Karam, and Ben is at Ben Metalker over at TV Party. And we stream for an hour each week over there. Ben was last night for Pump Rules, and I'm going to do an after show for the Real Housewives shows tomorrow night, which will be Wednesday night. So we will see you over there. We love you guys.
Yes, love you much.
Bye.
So long.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hello, this is Simon Mayo, just chipping in to tell you about my latest podcast, Simon Mayo's Books of the Year, and what a privilege to be part of the Bose Recommends project. So what you hear is great authors talking about their books. Coming up, Lee Child, Anthony Horowitz, and Ian Rankin. You can listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app, where you can find past episodes with Ben McIntyre, Kate Atkinson, Sebastian Faulks, and Graham Norton.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.